There we go. Okay, so most of us are here now. Let's just have a brief recap of last session. Does anyone want to go through what happened last time?
Nope.
Tolkien stalked his friend an unfortunate number of times before following him into the woods, where he was being stalked by a land shark. Let's see what else.
So
I know.
So Faraday's monkey wife got shot to bits. Christian, are you there? I haven't heard you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. And Tolkien, I think he was recruited by a soft-spoken, lispy reptile of the name of Rocco Rocky? I don't remember.
Ringo.
Close enough. He's the worst of the Beatles. And basically they left and I came along. Oh, there's a picture of Ringo. And we're going to the Resistance when we get attacked by something known as a land shark. And I managed to knock myself out because I'm so dumb. Just try to think hard, I can break myself. It's great.
Better not think too hard.
Yeah.
It will hurt you.
Never using my head again.
Okay, I only have an agility of 2. Wait till we have to run away.
You just knock yourself out.
Okay, so, shall we just start at where we were then?
I believe where we were was looking Rock at Ringo get thrown in the air with a shopping cart.
Yep, that was pretty much the last thing that happened.
It was like, oh, fip!
So, all who are present, which would be all but Rowie, who will show up soon, promise.
With 2 machine guns.
Roll me initiative, please.
Nah.
Including myself?
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Or you could wait slightly. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, look at this guy.
Can I just stand in front of its maw?
I gotcha. Do we want to run away?
Yes, we're totally going to run away.
I still want to give it a run for its money.
You're going to have to help me a little bit. How do I roll initiative in this?
Did you add the macro? You should add the micro. The macro, sorry. It's in the 4th tab, I believe.
Yeah.
There's like, it should says initiative Roe and rolling. You put both of them in bar. And it's going to add buttons to the bottom left of the screen.
And then you just click the button.
And that will automatically take your agility and roll a d6 and add them together.
All right. So do I go first? Or is the light shark even faster?
That was what I just rolled for here. I used a physical die because I'm keeping track of it. Oh, did you find the tab with the macro list? The tab next to the cogwheel.
Next to the cogwheel.
Top right.
Looks like 3 eyes laid down.
You got it.
Yep, there we go. Okay.
I feel like such an ache because technologically I'm just, can't handle myself, but I'll get the hang of it.
Yeah, it's not a big thing. Initiative thing would easily be done otherwise, but just saves a little bit of time. And it gives me a nice spread of all the numbers right up there without using the tokens.
Clay's likes his spreads.
Okay, yeah, Alex, you are first.
Should have a character sheet somewhere.
Yes, you should. Oh, by the way, I checked into the extra die that showed up when rolling.
Yep.
It's just that if you put nothing in a place, then it automatically takes it as a 1. But now it fills in a 0 that you have to delete or write a new thing over. So if you do nothing, you just keep that 0 and just hit enter once.
That works.
So.
You still haven't kicked him out.
So, yes, you all of you who are present right now are, I would say you are near in range, which is close but not hand to hand.
All right, I move. I use my maneuver or whatever it's called to move in arm's length.
Okay.
And do I have my machete in hand, or is that not a thing?
Ah, yeah, if you want.
Pretty sure I had time to pull it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to go with the axe, because it's more metal. You got to take the right tool to cut the right things. And I'm going to start taking my swing at the land shark.
Okay.
Oh, let's see what happens. One. Let's see. So I roll.
Okay.
Feel
like pushing it?
Yeah, I'm going to push it. Now!
Does the axe only have one?
Yeah, it breaks.
Okay. So...
bunch of animals gonna die today.
Describe what you do. Well, mechanically, what do you use your extra success for first?
Let's go with damage. Yeah, sure. Let's go with damage. I'm gonna mechanically. So I go to swing my axe. I'm pretty mad because there's something to be mad at. So I get triggered immediately and start running with my axe. And I slam my axe straight in the land shark. And I try to pull it out, and I just got the handle in my hands. I need to build these things stronger.
That axe head's lodged in that land shark forever.
Yeah.
Okay, just quickly still, check something.
That's 4 damage.
Yep. And now unfortunately, this thing has armor. So let's see.
Please don't roll.
Well, it got 1 success.
So 3 damage, good.
Yes, 3 damage to its strength.
Well, I guess it's got 15 strength.
15?
I don't remember.
15?
It's got 1 strength for every tooth.
Somebody rolled no nature or something.
No to run away.
I don't want to knock myself down again from confusion.
Okay. Then it's Christian.
All right, so how many actions do we have? Like, what's the economy here in this
system? You have 1 maneuver, which is to move. It's pretty much anything that doesn't require you to roll dice or something that just takes a little time, like drawing a weapon or moving. Anything really that doesn't require you to. Yeah, like I said, it requires you to roll a die.
All right. So
and
I'm
then you have 1 action, which
nature?
Is. 1 action, which is the like attacking, trying to figure something out, anything pretty much that's anything that requires dice rolls. And yeah, so you're trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to know nature on it.
Okay, you're staying at the range you are.
Yeah. I feel like it's not close enough yet to be a threat to me.
You are near, so that means like you're a few meters away.
Fortunately, I don't think I've rolled well enough to know how fast it can move.
Do you want to push that roll?
Yeah, let's risk it. Let's risk it.
Oh, that changes things quite a bit.
That's 1 confusion, right, though?
Yes, you take 1 confusion. Also, remember when you take, for lack of a better word, any type of damage, confusion, or whatever you take damage from, you also get a feral point.
All right, no problem. I've marked it. Okay.
There's no question in your mind now that you actually see it. Before, you tried to figure out by, like, the ground rumbling, but now you actually see it. Because if I'm not mistaken, you and Tolkien tried to figure out what it was before.
Yeah, I was the only one that succeeded in that role.
I got a partial success.
Yeah, but now there's no question. This is a land shark. They are large, hungry, like to eat things and animals and stuff like that. They're not to be trifled with, but they have 1 weakness. That weakness is they can't swim.
They cannot swim?
Nope, they cannot swim and they cannot breathe underwater. They have evolved to breathe air and move through dirt.
That's wonderful. Otherwise, let's get some buckets of waters!
Okay.
Darn, the worst day for me to leave my super soaker at home.
So, do you do anything with your maneuver?
Yeah, can I see if I have any of my potions? I'd like to have some potions. I know I didn't like say I brewed any earlier because I didn't realize we'd be getting into stuff for this.
That would be from That would be from the
class.
Yes.
I have one because I just probably arrived late and this is like I'm in the middle of everything. But can you describe a little bit like where is everybody with relation to the shark dude and yeah, something like that, just to give me a get my bearings.
Okay, so everyone except you, because you are not present right now. You will be soon, promise.
No problem. I just want to picture it in my head or something
yep.
like that.
Pretty much they were walking. They got to a little bit of a clearing in the forest when the ground started moving under their feet.
All right.
They were moving as a group walking. Ringo, the lizard, had been put up in his shopping cart where he keeps random junk that he finds. So we were sitting on top of the shopping cart with... now I keep forgetting the characters' names.
Crosby.
Crosby.
Yeah,
Crosby.
You can just describe me like where everybody is right now. Just you
yep.
know.
Well,
so, just so I know.
Yep. Basically, they stopped when the ground started moving, trying to figure it out. Then the shark came out of the ground, like right in the middle of the group, under the shopping cart, pushed the shopping cart up in there with Ringo flying and the shopping cart flying. And they're kind of around it, around the shark. The shark is in the middle of the group, and there are four ranges. They are at near range, which means like within a few meters. They are not in hand-to-hand range, but...
in pissing distance.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And physically, we're near the helicopter, between the helicopter and the trail, is it?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah. I can't do a beacon thingy, unfortunately, that I'm aware of. Okay. Yeah, I can. Must figure this out.
Yeah, somewhere around that area. I forgot. Did you say anything about, Christian, about your maneuver?
Yeah, I just wanted to check if I had potions. If I had
made any. Did you have... you had the alcohol talent, right?
Yes, I do have Moonshiner.
Just quickly grabbing a look at it.
No, don't cross the beams, Alex.
What kind of potion are we...
I was hoping for a sedating one.
Give me a what do you call it in English? heal. Give me a roll for heal.
Okay.
Okay. You have since you have one, but it's not a very like large potion. It's not really intended for. It's more intended for something more of the size you would a person you would be treating and not a giant land shark.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all I wanted to do to make sure I actually had some stuff.
Okay. Then it's the shark's turn.
See, the sedative isn't for the shark. It's for him so he can drink it and pass out so he doesn't feel the pain of his final moments.
That's a very defeatist. Okay, so well, the only one that's really close to the shark, who also hurt it, the shark is angry at you. It doesn't want you to hit it. It wants to eat you.
That's some bullshit right there.
What is this? I've never felt this before. I'm gonna eat you. Just
bon appetit.
The fact that it's not used to getting hurt.
You're worse than water.
Okay, let's see here. Just quickly getting the stunt things.
Oh, Jeebus, was that roll for it?
Yes.
Well, looks like Crosby's in for a bad day.
Okay, you will take, let's see, that's 2 damage. It grabs you, and you are in its mouth now.
Ow!
You take 1 point of stress and stress too.
What is stress?
Which one is that?
Is it fatigue? or confusion or doubt.
Oh, which stat?
Yep, I'm flipping books here.
It's okay, guys.
It's probably fatigue.
If it's agility damage, yeah, it would be fatigue.
Yeah, it's agility damage, so fatigue.
All right. Back.
Welcome back. I think did Troy say something here as well?
Because he's here, but he doesn't have mumble.
Oh. So did you roll for your armor?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be gear dice, but that doesn't matter really. So you take two damage then,
and yeah, one fatigue.
Yep. And you are also grabbed by it.
Oh, is it my turn now, or is that Tolkien's turn?
It's Tolkien's turn.
He's gonna flip out because he just saw his friend get bit by this thing. So he's going to drop his staff and run headfirst at it, bellowing. And I'm going to drop some feral points into my antlers.
Okay.
And let's see, I got one for my confusion. Did we start the game with any feral points?
I think, let's say
two. Probably.
Yeah, two. That's I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it will be.
Oh, so wait, we gained two. Oh.
So I should have five then? Two from last session, two from this session, and the one I gained from my 1 point of confusion. I'll drop three of those on it to give myself a plus six.
Okay. Let's see. How does it work? The antlers, do you have to roll to hit and get bonus damage? Or?
Yeah, I think I have to roll. You have a majestic crown of antlers on your head. You can use, scrolling. This little box is so small. You can use these for attacking and defending in close combat, as long as you don't use any handheld weapons, i.e. dropping my staff. For each FP you spend before you roll for a fight, whether attacking or defending, you get a plus two modification from your antlers. Roll for Paraflex after the attack is completed, and that's all it says. So
okay,
I'm giving myself a plus six to my combat roll.
Yep, so six more in skill then.
Okay, let's see. So that would be a strength force? No, strength fight.
Yes.
Okay. And that was in the skill dice that it was added?
Yes.
Okay. Think I did it right? Yeah.
The yellow ones are the skill dice.
Oh, okay. It said skill. Let me swap that. Yeah, no, the first one was skill that says on my thing.
Huh.
So, and the one that says skill point for the endpoint value, that's 2 plus the 6, dice of 3, dice of 0. Odd. Okay. So should I put them in the base dice instead on mine?
I don't know what's happening here. So what is your normal skill?
My normal skill is 2 for a fight.
So you would have 8 skill dice then?
Yeah, which I added to the rolling thing, but for some reason...
Okay, and your strength is?
My strength is 3.
3?
Mm-hmm.
And no gear, I'm guessing.
Yup, because I dropped it to the ground. Okay, so I got 2 damage and 1 stress.
Well, yeah, but...
Oh, it popped up on the green for you too.
Yeah, I'm not sure why though.
Huh.
Did anyone else notice? Nope. What?
I can reverse those. So I'll do 3 for where it says skill and 8 for base. There we go, that's better.
Okay, I don't know why it's happening, but I can't really do much about it mid-session.
What is happening?
Somehow it flipped skill and base dice.
On the roller.
No, it asks skills for first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did so, but it made the skill dice green and the base dice yellow. Or is that the way?
Yeah, skill dice is green.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I got confused. I think weren't you confused about that before the color?
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah. Before I had my dice.
Okay.
Well, you told me to.
Well, okay. I want to take that first one because it was the least painful for me and the best.
Let's ignore all these weird rolls we did. Getting confused there.
Okay, so I'll go with my first one and just have the 3 damage.
Okay, and no pushing?
No, I'm not going to push, but can I... I can't remember what I can do specifically with successes in excess to my first damage one. Is there any way for me to knock him out of its mouth?
You can do extra points of damage. You can terrify the enemy. You can increase your initiative. You can make it drop a weapon or other object. You choose which. In this case,
drop an object, and then that object. Is...
You can grapple, or you can make them fall over.
Can you make me drop?
Yeah. In this case, you're an object.
Good.
So I'm gonna do one damage to it. I'm gonna knock it over, and I'm going to have it drop him.
Okay. So it's weapon damage one on it. The antlers. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. No, they just give me a higher roll.
Okay. So one damage, knock Crosby out of its mouth and knock it on the ground.
Yep, I want to flip it upside down.
Okay.
As I tackle it in its side.
Everyone knows that if you put shark's belly up, they get lethargic. So we've
okay,
just won this encounter.
And you do one damage to it. Its armor does not protect it.
Second.
Success.
Okay.
Now I roll for,
Now you need to roll, three base dice.
Let's see, where's... Oh, no, wrong type of dice. Is it just base dice? No, something's... There we go. Okay.
Oh, did you remove the zero on skill dice?
No, I didn't. I just left the zero.
Huh. It counted as one. What? Well, you got one there.
Mm-hmm.
So... That means we get to roll on that thing. Okay. Just give me a moment to flip the page. You can just roll one die. See what we get on there.
Okay. Ooh. No bueno.
What is that thing?
A hazardous waste.
No, I know, but why did you roll one?
He got a one on using the feral point.
Oh, cool. Roll it again.
Yep, that's what he did on the second one there. He rolled three dice, got a one, then he rolled it again and got a one again.
Oh, so you get a new feral power.
Oh, I do?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the right page here.
And now you're going to run off in the woods. Bye.
It was nice knowing you guys. I'm going to go see crazy you. Now. At least I knocked you out of its mouth before I ran off.
You're going to have to describe that. And Rose is going to be like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Pogs by.
The animal takes over completely. You are temporarily an NPC under the GM's control. You lose both the ability to speak and the ability to use tools. You immediately run into the forest and must fight against those who try to stop you. You gain recontrol of your character when someone... Success is in healing you, but it's possible first after 1d6 hours. But you gain one new animal ability.
Makes sense.
You're getting more touch with your animal side.
I'm going to need some roleplay on that.
So Tolkien just charges this land shark, slams into its side, knocking it onto its back, or side at least. As it spits out Crosby, he bellows loudly with like a moose-like call, and then he just runs off into the woods. Well, really hobbles off into the woods, not looking back. His eyes are bloodshot.
Okay.
Cataracts and like blood vessels, and yeah.
Doesn't matter with him, am I right?
Well, then you can take the opportunity to decide on what your next animal power will be.
Okay, I'll go do that.
You don't need to go anywhere to do that. You can still sit there.
No, I mean, I'll pop up the thing and take a look.
No. Okay, turn two. Back to Crosby, having just been spat out.
Well, that was pretty much on Rage Boat, so he just jumps immediately back on the shark. He's gonna fight it.
Jump back into its mouth and start attacking it from the inside.
Yeah.
Best
I'm gonna fight it with my bear wolverine hands. My skunk bear hands.
Okay, and Roy, you and an NPC that hasn't been introduced yet are coming running in this turn.
What do I see? I see basically one one huge shark chewing something and a clusterfuck around him, right?
You see a shark. You basically see what happened last turn with the shark having someone in its mouth. It's a bit hard to see exactly who. This moose comes running, rushing headfirst into the shark, knocking it to its side. It spits out, which you now see is your friend. And then the moose just keeps going, goes off into the woods.
I basically take my backpack off. I look through it and quickly pull out my shiny or stun baton that I have here. Sorry, I yep. keep fucking it up with this fucking PTT, push to talk, motherfucker. Okay, so I'm taking off my stun baton. I'm assessing the situation carefully, like the coward I am, usually. And I'm trying to find a way in which that I can sneak up to that shark and shove my baton into one of its gills.
Okay, so are purely mechanically, are you going to try and attack it this turn, or are you going to try and position yourself for? Because you are slightly away from it. You're not quite close to it yet.
I'm not attacking. What, am I crazy? I'm going to position myself in a very good way, like a small animal, you know?
Okay.
Just
so
aim towards its gills or its fins or its whatever and just stun the shit out of it.
Oh, buddy, by the time you get here, he's going to be dead.
Well, you know, there's nothing that I can do about it. I just, you know, I can only make a turn, a really significant change. Once I'll get like close to this thing, if I'll attack it right now, it'll probably fail.
Your companion, the NPC who followed you now, after hearing shouts at a distance, you and this female bear called Wildpaw, who
she gets jumped on and killed immediately.
I shout to her, "Listen, you bitch!
She's already going. She's just barreling straight forward. She's not stopping. She's just barreling straight forward, holding a spiked club.
Oh, excellent. So I use her momentum, like her action, and I basically sneak upon this shark from the other direction or from one of the sides in order to get a really good aim towards its fins or its I don't know what it's called, not fin, the where it breathes from,
gills.
Basically gills. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so you spend this turn getting yourself ready, positioning yourself.
Yeah with like in a way that I'm on one of his gills side.
Yep. Okay. Wildpaw is storming forward, not being able to attack this turn, but getting in there, spending, like, because you came rushing from outside. Wildpaw is, as you know, part of the resistance, which you have been recruited for. You were just waiting for Ringo to bring the rest here before you got to meet the resistance proper.
All right.
And then while you were just sitting there waiting for them to show up, you heard all this noise, and the both of you rushed forward to see what was happening, and that's where we are right now.
Lovely.
Okay, so Alex, you rolled there.
Can I push?
What you were doing? You were fighting, or?
Oh yeah, I'm fighting with my bare hands, my skunk bare hands.
Okay. You can push.
It's okay, so to success, I'm going to spend all of my feral points to do. So I think I do one damage just by because of my normal hands,
mm-hmm.
which is my claws. I use 4 points of predators, so it gives 5 damage. And I'm going to use my extra stun to. I don't remember what the let's see what the stunts are. Why didn't I use my warrior skill? Jesus. Let's see.
Subjugated this shark, guys. We needed a shark.
You know what? I don't care about fatigue. I'm just gonna give an extra damage. So I believe that's 6 damage.
Six damage. Okay. with your claws and teeth.
And I'm going to roll my 4 points of feral powers.
Okay, we'll roll its armor while you do that.
Oh man, should I go with flight response and just run away whenever something bad happens?
Oh, misfire.
Okay, it took one of those damage away.
We are really good at it.
Yeah, Crosby is a beast. Well, you're all beasts, but you know what I'm saying.
Let's see. So, you lose all ability to form human words, I'm already there, and can only communicate through primitive animal sounds. You can still use all your skill to simulate this effect. You as a player should all stop speaking. Oh, great. Other than to describe the actions of your animal. After these 6 days, you regain your ability to speak.
Yep, that's how you're speaking now. Okay.
How's the shark great. Looking? He's still looking pretty healthy, or
No. You, Crosby, you will be killing the shark this turn. So, how do you want to describe how you do it?
Oh, I jump back in his jaw with my hands, and I start ripping just skin from inside. Just pull on his tongue, start ripping out tooth stuff, and start ripping out his nose, and I start like mowing it like. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I start shredding it from the inside.
Burrow out of its belly.
Yeah, maybe burrow out of the side.
You dig, you jump in its mouth and dig your way out.
Yeah.
Kinda. Okay, so yeah, that's the unfortunate end of this poor shark. So, we are out of combat again.
So, does anyone need to be treated? Or is everyone pretty good on their traumas?
Everybody who's still here is fine.
Wait, no, that's so not true. What basically happened to the shark?
It got ripped apart.
Like Alex said, he jumped back in its mouth and then started clawing and basically dug his way out through the shark. Using his teeth and claws.
I'm basically looking at this scene and I'm just, you know, assessing if there's any casualties or anything that I can just take the shit out of from them, you know, any items or stuff like that, because they won't need it. They're already dead.
There's a nice seer staff lying on the ground and a cart that has been left here. Like a rickety old cart that has like things, canvas in it for a tent.
There's also a bunch of junk scattered from Ringo's shopping cart.
Yeah, get a shopping cart.
Well, Ringo's kind of climbing out of some bushes after being taken for his first flight ever.
But is he like is he an NPC or a character in play?
He's an NPC. He's the guy who recruited everyone.
Got it. And he's still alive, so I can't touch his shit, right?
No, he's alive. He's crawling out of some bushes where he landed after being sent on a flight by the shark.
Got it.
Basically, he was sitting in the shopping cart on top of the junk when the shark came out of the ground underneath the shopping cart, sent the whole thing flying with him on top, and he landed in some bushes. Also, did you see the picture of Ringo that I put up?
It should still be in our...
In handouts. There's a picture of Ringo.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Ringo, he's in iguana. He's not that tall. He's like 140, 150 centimeters. He's wearing like a thick winter coat that's very patched and repaired.
Got it. There's nothing that I can take from anybody, right? Like everybody's alive basically except for the shark.
I mean, Tolkien isn't there and his staff is lying on the ground and his basically all of his possessions for his home that he carries around are in his rickety cart, which is also just there.
So I look at the staff, I just, you know, size it up, you know, to see if it's like valuable and if it's shiny or if it's like interesting, I just pick it up. I look at it and I say, that'll be useful one day. And I just put it inside like my backpack and like with no care in the world, like I don't give a fuck if it belongs to someone or not. Like I just found it. It's mine. That's it.
Fair enough. Like I said, Tolkien is off communing with nature.
Yeah, there's probably even some bellowing still being heard from the forest.
Oh, any poor animal that crosses him.
And while I'm picking stuff up, I'm saying, somebody left all those valuables on the ground. That'll be... I can use those things. That's interesting.
Ringo is just hurriedly scurrying about, trying to pick up his things and put back in his cart. The cart has been slightly, like, dented. It wasn't intended for... I mean, it wasn't in good shape before, but now it's kind of, like, crooked. It's been bent slightly, and it doesn't stand properly on the ground. Like, it can't get all four wheels on the ground at the same time anymore.
I look at him and I say, if you'll help me pick those things up and put them in my bag, I'll give you a treat.
They're my things.
Oh, they're yours then.
Yes.
Oh, so all right. I'm super disappointed. And I just look at him and, all right, just so why are you laying all your stuff on the ground? Do you want me to keep them for you? I'm really good at keeping stuff for people. You know, I have a collection of stuff
I
keep.
No, it's good. Okay. It's okay. And he's trying to fill his shopping cart.
Should have got it's yours. Sounds like you're in a pickle now because it's mine now. It's Robin.
I give him some of the stuff that I took. I give it to him back, and I say, all right, just let me know if you want me to keep it for you, because I think that'll be safer in my backpack.
No. And he's really desperate and panicked to try and pack up all his stuff again. So what are the rest of you doing? Wildpaw basically is up at the shark, like, poking it... with her club, making sure it's properly dead.
Because it's mine.
What are you doing? Are you just growling, or are you trying to?
Yeah, my fur is he's circling the shark.
I'm putting myself within a distance from this mumbling craziness, and I'm just looking at the shark's corpse to look if I can take its pants or anything.
Oh, it's a pure dumb animal. It doesn't really have any possessions.
No. Roll for it if it had pants. GM, this is important if it had pants or not.
No, it's completely naked.
Crap. What about the teeth? Can I use the teeth? Maybe I can like take the teeth and clean them and I don't know, do some stuff with them.
Maybe.
Hey, it's my food.
So I think.
Says, so take out shoves this... a handful of teeth in his mouth.
Yeah, it's mine.
What you?
I eat everything. There's nothing a Wolverine wastes. You can chew through bones. Or you can. You're fine since you're my buddy. You can.
This shark is many times your size.
Yeah, I'm collecting all the food I can. I don't care if I'm encumbered. It's my food.
So I'm just okay. So I take like a one line of teeth from the shark, like as many as I can, just scavenge from the grasp of this, you know, crazy. I don't.
Okay. Are you just grabbing like a rock or a stick or something, knocking them out and picking them up, or?
I think a lot of them are already on the floor.
I just, I don't know. Maybe I have some device, some human device that I can use to pluck.
Oh, okay, what kind of, is there something you want to try and pull from your collection?
Yeah, I'm looking for some like a small knife or a small fork.
Some pliers?
Maybe some pliers, yeah.
Okay, roll me, it's called scavenge, isn't it? The skill. Scavenge. So...
How do I do it technically?
You have the on the bottom left, the rolling button, right?
All right, selecting it.
You click on that, then it comes up a window that says skill dice, right?
Right.
There you put in how much you have in the scavenge skill.
Two. I have two. Now base dice.
Base dice, which would be... let's see, what's scavenge?
Instinct, score. Maybe? Maybe instinct?
Just quickly checking.
Or wits.
It would be... I'm looking in the book in Swedish, then having to check what they translated it, because they haven't done it with the obvious choices.
Yeah, no, they really alter the word usage.
Wits. So in base dice, you put in what your wit score is.
And gear is zero?
Gear, yeah, I don't think you have any gear that helps you in this situation. So that is just a zero. Okay, so you got one success, nothing more. That means you will succeed in getting, like, those pliers. But the thing with scavengers, with just one success, they are good for one use, then they will break. So your options are either to use it once, like grab the teeth, but then the pliers break. Or you can push the roll to try and get more successes to make them a permanent thing if you want. But then you
and
risk...
if I push the roll?
If you push the roll, it basically you press the blue button at the bottom there, but you risk hurting yourself.
Oh. So, because I'm a greedy bastard, I think I'll just press this shiny blue button right here.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That is, you now have three successes and no injuries.
Excellent.
Which means that scavenge there for an item. So if you want it to be a more durable thing that works as a normal item, you spend one of those successes to make it a durable item.
All right. So that's what I do.
So that means two successes left, which means it has a gear bonus of two. Meaning,
excellent.
On your gear, you can write down pliers or whatever you want it to actually be. I would say encumbrance, it would be a light item. It's not tiny, but it's not that big either. Rating 2 out of 2, amount 1, and yeah, I'm guessing you're going to carry it, not bury it here in the ground and get it later.
All right.
And I guess just for making notes, you could put in on tiny items, you can write like shark teeth or something like that. Tiny items is basically things that have no mechanical thing and they're small enough that you don't even worry about the weight, but it's good to keep note that you have them in case you want to use them for something eventually.
Got it. All right.
So I'm going to heal my confusion while this is going on.
Confusion, that is... that one. That is... isn't that sleep, that one?
How much shark teeth do I have? How many?
A decent amount.
What is it, a decent amount? Like 10?
Nah, you have like a good handful.
No, you can only heal when you're broken. Yeah, for healing.
Normal healing just things that aren't broken is just doing the thing required.
And for confusion, you just need sleep.
Rui, what were you saying?
I said that I'm going to write. I'm going to write 5. Jesus, this PDT shit. Did you hear what I said?
Yep, I heard it. I don't care particularly about the exact number you get.
All right.
Add more. Take more.
Yeah. I will just eventually say, if you keep using them for things, I would just say, oh, you run out.
All right.
If you don't use them, then doesn't really matter the exact number.
All right. I want to use them for a tool. I want to craft something.
Yep.
Basically. Build a new spike club, like one of those Aztec ones. The fucking swords that they use the obsidians for. I think the like Hawaiian people, right? Didn't they use one that had like shark teeth and stuff in it?
Yeah, they had one. Several, actually. So I'm going to try to craft something like that.
Are you going to sit down right on the spot right here, or are you waiting until you're...
I'm not going to stay here with this corpse. I'm just going to, you know, look for a good lug or a good stick or something like that, and... Once we'll sit down and, you know, calm things up, I'll just focus on creating that.
Okay. Let's see here. Alex, you were trying to harvest food.
Grub. Yeah.
You get a good 7 grub out of this thing.
Oh, this is heavy.
Yep. You do, I mean, you don't have to take it all, but that's how much you can get.
So it's 4, I believe, 24. So between water and... And food, between water and food, I'm at 24. By 4, that's 6 weight. I believe it's twice my strength that I can carry. All right, I'm good. I can't carry anything else.
You don't have the axe anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't carry anything else. I'm going to need to eat, like, a lot.
Or you can share it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay, so...
Even with your friend here? You look at him, he's over there trying to make you a new axe or something, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I can make my own axe. I'm a weapon maker.
Okay, so is there anything anyone else want to do right now? Or...
Oh, I'm going to go wander into the forest to see if I can find Tolkien.
Oh, you're a weapon maker? Maybe we can have a deal.
Okay, so are you trying to track the moose, or?
Not very well. Like, I'm just going
to
go.
I mean, he's not trying to hide. He's being very loud and, like he said, tearing up trees, running around bellowing.
All right.
Somebody needs to knock him down.
So I'm going to go see if I can find him. What would I roll for finding of a moose?
Well, even if you find him, you're going to, like, he's not, you should let him cool down. It's probably not the first time that happens to someone.
All right, I'll just sedate him and carry it back. It's fine if there's any problems. I just need to make sure it didn't fucking, you know, kill itself or something silly.
If you're trying to find him, I would say scout.
Scout, okay.
You get +2 skill dice to this because it's not something that is very hard to find because he's not avoiding being found. That's 3 successes. That is very good. Do you want to push it?
Seems unnecessary.
Yeah. you easily find him.
If he's fine, then it's whatever.
So I just see
him like running into trees and shit.
Yeah. So are you basically just going to watch him from a distance, or are you
just happy to make sure that it's fine, that he's fine? I'm gonna go back to the rest of the group and inform them.
Okay. Well, Wildpaw and Ringo just utter a few words to each other, and then she says, "Well, that wasn't the most smooth introduction, but if you follow me, I'll take you to my father, the leader of the resistance." and she starts walking.
Oh, I think we should maybe wait a little bit. Seems a few of our companions here aren't properly ready to socialize.
She turns around, watches you, then looks at Crosby. Well then, does anyone remember, did I say anything about what time of day it was? You left around noon, so it would probably be early evening now. Very well then. Might be for the best, so I guess we put up camp and leave early in the morning instead.
Sounds perfect.
Okay, did we roll how long Tolkien would be out, Ed?
No, I don't believe we did roll for when he would be...
Okay, I'll just roll a d6 that I'm having in my hand.
Okay.
And I will try and roll it so it doesn't stand on an end.
Well, you just add the 2 top ones, right? That's how it works.
you got a 9 on a d6.
Oh, okay.
No. Actually, you got a 2, so 2 hours.
Okay.
Not too bad. Are you guys... Well, Wildpaw is clearly moving away from, like, the carcass of the shark. Not wanting to have set camp up right next to a cadaver.
And Tolkien realized he was an herbivore.
The rest of you? Are you doing anything in particular before?
I want to brew potions, since I realize that I don't have many on my character right now. So I'm brew a potion. I get to...
Alcohol?
No. Potions. I don't feel we need alcohol right now. We don't need fuel or for people to, you know, get that nice alcohol.
Let's see.
Well, that useful false health.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know, figuring that we can get some other stuff.
Okay, brewing potion. Okay.
So I'm gonna go for a healing potion, and I'm gonna roll my potion brewing.
Okay, that's 1 success. A healing potion, 1 success. Do you want to push it, or?
Would get you FP.
Yeah, we'll push it.
Means you will take 1 damage, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, so you take one damage, and that would be... I need more fingers. It is instinct, which is 3, so you take 1 doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 3 healing potions.
Yep.
Anyone else is doing anything before laying down to rest?
I'm trying to look at the teeth that I just collected, and I would like to look for some kind of a stick or a handle that I can attach them to. And I'm asking, who said it is a weapon crafter? Who among you? I don't remember the names of the characters.
It would be Crosby, the Wolverine, the one you know from before.
Oh, we don't like each other. Hmm. We Badgers and Wolverines, we don't like each other that much. So.
That's in general. But what's your sheet say? No, we take the.
Yep, I think you're actually buddies. Warrior Crosby has fought by your side many times and has proven his worth.
Because we talked about before that we are rivals or something, so maybe we need to, you know, role play it. But cool, thank you for reminding me. So I'm pointing.
Well,
to,
it's mostly the. I think it's mostly like we said, a Romeo and Juliet kind of take, like
Got
badgers
it.
And. But we don't give a fuck for some reason.
Got
I don't
it.
Know. Maybe because I kill people and you take their loot and. You give me people to kill, and I give you loot. Like, I usually let you scavenge from the trail of dead people I leave behind.
Yeah, basically, I collect some weapons for you to kill more people, and then I take their loot, and then I give you some more weapons to kill some more stuff. And, you know, it's a good, virtuous cycle.
Yeah.
So, Crosby, listen, I think I found a couple of teeth here on that shark dude that was attacking you guys, and I think I can make, like, a really, really nice club out of it.
Unless it's been a day.
Oh. No, it's a couple, like, an hour or two later.
Okay, so...
So he's still, like, mumbling and growling and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's sounding like an animal.
So, okay, so I think I'll be back to you tomorrow with that. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing.
You still have all your skills and you can do everything like normal, Alex. But you can't speak.
Don't speak. All right, so Gwen Stefani would be proud.
all right, so
I don't think I have the stuff so I can weapon make either. What skill do you have? You have weapon maker? No, that's a fighter skill.
Yep. I mean, you can make weapons out of. You don't need like a forge or anything specific. The question is just what kind of weapon you can make.
You can't
forge a sword in the middle of the forest, but I mean,
or something.
Yeah, a spear or a club or something like that. That you could probably make with what you have. I mean, to make a club with like shark's teeth. If, for example, you would probably need some sort of adhesive, in this case, probably like sap from a tree.
I'm not gonna
club,
do that. I don't...
Some string, small basic things, basically.
I tend to favor metal.
Okay.
I didn't know the scavenger could do that, like build stuff.
Not nearly to the same competence as you. Because you are the warrior there is the one designed specifically with the talent you picked would it basically be an amateur attempt compared to you as a professional.
Ah, yeah, I'm not weapon like I can barely move. I got so much food. I'm assuming I just put.
Well,
meat.
you have set up camp right now.
Yeah, but still.
Are you still carrying all your food?
Yeah, I'm looking around, because I don't trust the badgers back home, so I carried all my food and grub.
Okay, anyone doing something else that within like a few minutes worth of...
Nope, I'm just, you know, looking at my stuff.
Then
Tolkien
can probably be... what was it? Do you need to be... Yeah, someone still needs to heal you, but the time has passed. It doesn't tick off until someone heals you.
Someone should go get him.
What is the damage that he has right now?
It's kind of like mental damage. In a way, it's not actual like damage, but you need to roll
heal.
You need
a successful heal.
You must roll a successful heal on him.
Alright, I'll go get him. I know where he is, so that's fine. So I'll go get him and I'll roll that heal.
Oh, okay. Man.
Okay, well, I instead of being an NPC, I'll let you be the feral moose that you are. So I'll just listen for a while with your interaction.
Alright, so I remember where I had found him before, so I'm going to head back to there, and I assume he's still there?
I mean, he's probably gotten a little further. He's probably eating, like, tufts of grass.
Alright, so I'm sure I spot you just over there, doing your thing.
Just turns and stares at you with glazed eyes.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? It's time to come back home.
Just a feral, like, call out at you. I don't think I could actually make that noise, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Come on, just come on.
He turns and starts walking away from you.
All right, so I'm going to sedate him.
Yeah, no, you do that, bud. Roll for it. See how this ends.
No. It doesn't say I roll anything for dosing people.
Oh, it doesn't.
How are you sedating him?
Well, that's the question, right? That's the million-dollar question. I think I'll just chuck a bottle at his face and have it smash him.
Pretty.
I mean, I did make healing potions just for this.
Okay.
So let me roll that d6 to sedate him.
Okay, are you going to get really close so it's no danger of missing, or are you risking it for a long throw?
I'll get close enough. I don't feel like he's a threat enough to, you know, hurt me. So I'll get close enough that I don't have to worry about missing.
Famous last words.
So let me roll to fucking sedate him. Take that 3 sedation. What's your fucking wits is currently at?
Actually, that might do it. Let me check. Yeah, no, that'll do it. I've already taken 1 confusion.
Alright, so you pass out for now we gotta run for how many hours?
I mean, he probably starts charging you and then passes out at your feet.
Yeah. You'll sleep it off in 2 hours, you're fine. Alright, so I'm just gonna pick him up and take him back home, because we've already established I can carry him.
Yep, I mean, it's not an easy carry, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll bring him back into camp and I'll roll to heal him back up so that he's not hurt or anything when he wakes up.
You mean, like, completely maxed out on my confusion damage?
Yeah, that.
there is 1 healing roll to heal him from the feral part, and then I guess another healing to get the confusion away so he's not broken.
There you go.
Okay, so feral point part done. Confusion, you get 1 back, which means that you can start dealing with it naturally again.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's already sleeping, confused. So. Alright, so with that, I pretty much don't have anything else to do for the night unless I should make alcohol. You guys want alcohol? Let's make some alcohol.
Sure.
It's a good point.
Okay, so it's basically the same work as doing potions.
Mm-hmm.
But
I get D6
yeah.
doses for alcohol. So I only needed 1 success. I didn't need all these other ones. So I don't know what they mean. So it's whatever.
I'll give you 2 D6 if you want.
Oh, cool. I'll take it. 10 doses of alcohol.
Whoa. You made a shitload of booze.
Nice.
I think that's a light item, right? At 10 doses?
So that would be 10 light items.
I'm pretty sure you can just have it in 1 bottle. I don't know. I know with potions it was saying that it's a light item to a regular item, basic item, if you have a certain number of doses. I think 5 and lower is still a light item, and then 10 plus is a basic. So I guess this would be just a basic bottle of booze.
Okay.
All right, we're good. All right, and with that, I will go to sleep and whatnot, you know, unless we... Yeah, we're good. I guess we just eat 1 foods and waters for the day?
Yep. Yeah. So...
Okay.
Yeah, right. Everyone can take off 1 food and 1 water that you need to eat for the day, the entire day. This isn't just for 1 meal, it's for the entire day, Unless you want to do eat more in the case of Crosby.
I didn't add the amount of grub or water.
Sorry, how much?
Eat one grub and one water for the entire day.
And one per points?
Yes. It's really only you that need to worry about that right now.
Wait a second. I don't have I didn't assign grub or water. How do I
use okay. That's easy. Which class were you again?
Scavenger. 1d6 of each.
So roll a 2d6.
Do I need to take an extra water to cure my confusion?
This one also works.
I mean fatigue. What? Oh, sorry.
The one daily also works if you have more than one.
Hello.
Hello.
So the one daily heals 1 point?
Yep.
For both. Like for food. So if I have 2 points of damage, I only need to eat two food
yes.
total or yep. 3 food. Oh, okay.
Two.
Okay.
So I rolled 10. How much grub and water do I
have? You have 4 grub and 6 water. And then you take 1 down for each for
yes,
your daily
I take
spend.
Down. That's what I did. All right.
Was that Roy that showed up in?
Yep.
Oh, welcome.
Well, sorry about that. I got thrown out of bed, told let's go work out, and I was like,
is that your exact words?
Yes.
You need to also add 1 feral point.
You should have 2 feral points.
Okay.
Roy, you are not enrolled. There you are. Okay, how do we introduce you? You guys okay with the kind of like retroactively inserting him with the second group that showed up, like Wildpaw and Roy?
Yeah, but for some weird reason, he was just staring at the land shark. He wasn't helping out.
Yes, I did.
No, but Roy.
Was useful. Roy wasn't.
Just retroactively put him in there so I don't have to figure out another reason to introduce yet another character from somewhere.
Fair enough. We're good.
Okay. Does someone want to fill in Roy? What happened?
So, a lizard man was being pushed by, who was it? The Wolverine?
Yeah, Crosby.
In his cart when a land shark popped up and knocked the iguana man and the cart into the air and off a few yards. Then the Wolverine and the shark began to fight each other. The shark bit the Wolverine. A mooseman ran, knocked into it, so it spat out the Wolverine and knocked the shark over before running off into the woods. After that, the Wolverine and... let's see, what else happened? What did... forgetting characters.
Yeah, who? What?
What was it that Roy did?
Roy and Wildpaw.
Yeah, they showed up.
Hunter and Wildpaw. And I guess now also Eastwood?
Eastwood, that's what.
Came running and pretty much just got there as Crosby jumped back in the shark's mouth and then proceeded to, best explanation, dig his way out through the shark's body. And then you guys have set up camp a bit away from the carcass of the land shark because it will probably start being not too nice to be around.
And more attracting other wildlife.
Yeah, and the smell.
And the potential bugs.
It smells wonderful.
Does anybody have any objection or, I don't know, that we'll go to sleep now because I need to rest. Tomorrow I have a few things that I need to collect.
Tolkien's already asleep because he was drugged.
Excellent. You're welcome. So I just, you know, make myself a nice comfy spot, and I just, you know, start snoring away.
I'm asleep standing up.
Eyes open, standing up.
I mean, I'm sure we had to take turns, like, watching, right? Because we're in dangerous territories with fucking sharks. Or no, are we all fine to just sleep, GM?
That's completely up to you.
We should all go to sleep.
I don't think you understand quite well, Christian. They have to be on watch. Because I'm around.
Alright, no problem then. You're on watch. Got it. I'll also go to sleep then. It don't matter.
Oh, and for Roy, Wildpaw that I mentioned before is a younger female bear who apparently is part of the resistance that you have been waiting together with Hunter with for Ringo to get the last parts of the group before you go and meet the resistance proper.
Hunter called her a bitch.
Well, it was at the heat of the moment, you know?
You're going to have to address that.
To whom?
To the bear.
Oh, bears don't mind. You know, it was, you know, at the heat of the moment. She wasn't moving.
Oh, right. I have push talk set up. He just grunts. He's just like, nobody too in particular, just grunt.
Yeah, and bears like this kind of treatment, you know? It's like, it makes them feel valuable.
Glaring grunt. But Eastwood's just gonna... He's gonna take watch. Or at least first shift watch. If nobody else is gonna do it.
As soon as I'm done eating, I'm just sleeping for 6 hours.
Okay. I'm going to fast forward to the morning now. Is any of you... someone who likes to sleep in the morning? Or are you people who get up rice with the sun?
A hunter cannot sleep in. He'll miss the prey.
I get up, like, right with the sun.
Anyone else have any preference?
I rise with my nose. If something smells...
Let's see, how long does it take to recover confusion sleeping? Because Tolkien might sleep in, if that is the case.
Just quickly double-checking here.
Weapons. Recovery.
Oh, trauma there, yeah.
About 8 hours of sleep from when he, fell asleep.
Okay.
So, yeah, he'll probably wake up earlier since he went to, like, after 8 hours. So, yeah, that'll probably be pretty early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So, I get the feeling most of you wake up fairly close to each other in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only one still sleeping is Ringo. For some reason during the night, he has curled in very close to Tolkien, like kind of moved in under his arm, probably for warmth, seeing as he's a lizard. He's still sleeping though. Wildpaw is up with getting a small fire started.
I'll put my canvas for my tent on top of him, like put him in my cart and cover him and go stand by the fire.
He has this little small lizard snore. A lot of S's in the end of the snores.
Oh. So yeah, I'll leave him over there.
Wildpaw has got some water boiling and is making some tea. Tea and not actual tea leaves, but...
It could be dandelions, baby.
Yeah, it's some sort of dried plant matter.
Sounds good. I
sure do love myself some rehydrated, dried up plant matter.
Yep.
Most importantly, it's warm. I mean, most of you are probably at least slightly cold. I mean, it's early spring, so during the night it's still pretty cold. So, I mean, even if you have adequate covering and things, you will probably be a little bit cooled down. So getting something warm in your belly sounds like a very nice idea.
I like it.
So how much further do we need to go to meet up with the rest of your people?
It's very close. After getting some tea and whatever anyone decides to eat or do... Basically a short 20-minute bit of the morning there to get ready and warm up slightly before she grabs her stuff and gets up and looks waiting at everyone. Ringo's still sleeping in the cart.
Shake cart, wake Ringo.
I mean, somebody should wake him up. He'll get woken up when we start moving, probably.
Okay, everyone getting ready to move, or is anyone?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So she starts walking. She actually grabs Ringo's shopping cart and takes it with her.
Ringo will, not Ringo, Tolkien will push his cart that has Ringo in it after her.
Okay. You walk for, could it be like half an hour, 40 minutes or something like that through forest, and You get to a little bit of a clearing, not very big, just a little bit of opening where you see this fairly large metal construction. It kind of looks like it's not really a building unless someone made it very odd with angles and things like that.
Ooh, what is that?
It's
trouble.
It's kind of got a long, narrow part sticking up with some blades attached, and then on top of it are some very, very large blades. Four of them. One is broken off. One is sticking down in the ground. The other two are rusted, kind of jutting out into the sky.
It's like one of the seers, one of the observers' flying creations,
but much bigger.
But much bigger.
Look dangerous or something, except for the knives and everything. But does it look like intimidating? Like
it's it looks like a kind of a weird rusted metal shack with four blades on top of it, and then a narrow tail with some more smaller blades on, and it's got some windows in one end.
I think it's an ancient observer that died long ago.
Maybe there's some shiny stuff there. Maybe some shiny stuff that we can pick and use.
Valpo moves up to it. There's a door on the side. She knocks on the door. A series of knocks with various pause between them. And then the door slides open. And you just see like the person who opened it. It's kind of dark inside and very shaded. And the person who opens it kind of slides it open and then turns and walks back in. Just opened it and walks back in. But what you see is this is someone huge. This is a gigantic person.
Is it a bear?
Yes, it's a bear. And Wildpaw is huge. It's a really big bear. This one is even bigger.
Oh, so this is what big small feels like.
Wildpaw kind of waves towards you that you should come and go in.
I'll do just that.
Same.
All right.
As you get close, you can hear something from your cart. And some kind of like scratching on the canvas slightly.
Ringo, it's time to go.
Where am I?
We're here.
Oh. His little iguana head pops out from under it, looking slightly confused because this is not where he went to bed. But he realizes where he is and kind of crawls out, looks up at you like... He looks really happy and thankful to you. Then he walks by your side in to the helicopter. I'm not saying it's a helicopter because I think all of you have figured out it's a helicopter.
It's an ancient dead observer. They were bigger back in the old days. I've had visions.
Okay, so you come into this this big thing. Hold on a moment. My PDF file is malfunctioning. Okay. Now I got it working. You move in. There's a large open room that you get into. It's illuminated in the far end by a kerosene lamp, casting like a flickering light that... It's very localized in the area around it. It doesn't really light up the entire room very well. There is a big wooden desk in the back end of the room. And on the desk is a whole bunch of papers and notes. And as you get in, this bear just sat down behind the desk again. And you now see him. He is a very large bear. He is older, and he's got an eye patch over one of his eyes. And I'm guessing Eastwood, you recognize him because, well, you are a bear. And I think you were mature, right, in age?
Yes.
So this used to be the alpha of the bears a few years ago, and then he just disappeared. He just walked off, and no one saw him again. He's called Truffaut 13. He's got that look of someone who's kind of deep in the thought, mulling way too many things all at once, and have been doing it for quite a while. And he looks up at you, come here. And he kind of waves for you all forward. There are a bunch of a varied number of chairs and like a small wooden crate and various things to sit on. One is a like one of those like camping chairs, which is like the cloth with the aluminum frames. There's an old wooden chair, just various mismatched chairs.
Talking to sit on the crate.
He basically waits for all of you to sit down, or at least make right. yourself comfortable if you're preferring to stand, but like when you look like you have settled down.
All right, so I'll take a seat.
And he starts speaking. Welcome. My name is Truffaut 13. You've already met my... did I say daughter before? It's niece. My niece, Wildpaw, and the rest of our current cell. He gives kind of a small nod to Ringo. Good. He opens a desk drawer, pulls out a number of little, like, shot glasses. Shot glasses, you know, the small glasses you serve shots in.
Yeah. Okay.
They're all mismatched. A couple of them are cracked. There's a crack going along the side. And he starts speaking while he gets this like field bottle out from another desk. And he places a glass in front of each of you, and he starts pouring this kind of milky liquid. Not milky, but you know, like, it's not clear. And he starts to pour it while he says,
All right, I'll accept his drink.
Yeah, sure.
I look at this drink, and I smell it before I drink. I'm kind of suspicious.
My sources have informed me you all dream of freedom, maybe even as much as me. We're not meant to live here like this. We're not meant to live as prisoners by the Watchers, against the will of the humans. We must defeat the machines and break out of here.
What we will do with all our stuff? Does anybody hear me, by the way? Because
yes, I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you.
Still can't speak, so I'm not going to just growl through the recording.
As he slams his fist, it kind of creaks worryingly. A bunch of bullets, like a handful of bullets, roll off the table and clatter through the ground. And
might want to grab that.
And he looks a bit surprised, almost surprised, in that there's now a crack along the desk from end to end. What did you say? And he looks over to you, Hunter.
I said that I don't know why. Yeah, living looks like sounds like a good plan, but what will happen to all our stuff that we have here? Like, I have a huge stash of stuff that I collected.
So, is that more important than freedom?
Well, it depends. It depends what freedom will give me.
The freedom to leave and see what things are outside, beyond these walls that hold us.
Have you been outside?
I've looked out. I've looked through... to see the other side. There's vast land there.
Vast land, you say? If there is a vast land, it means that there is a lot of stuff that I can collect there. So I'm game. I think I'll join you guys. Sounds profitable.
Fair day.
And also, probably there's like a lot of war going on outside, and wars are good for me because I can, like, you know, I can help each other. Both sides, basically.
Fair day.
Yes, Tolkien?
You know I'm only here because of you. Do you intend to go through with this?
Well, I'm not nearly as interested in freedom as these other people seem to be. I'm more interested in getting my revenge. The freedom will just be the icing on that cake.
Fair enough. I only see us dying, but if this is the path you wish to go down, I'll go down it with you.
Why, thank you, my friend.
Just be wary.
Thank you for your warnings. So I'll totally drink that drink. There's no need to be worried about it.
Yeah, and after he does it, Tolkien will...
Yeah, me too.
Still there, Glaze?
Yeah, I am. So as you guys start taking your glasses, Tiffle looks around and, remembers that he had this shot glass full of alcohol, picks it up, raises it in a salute to you guys, and then just takes the whole thing in one big shot. I mean, the glass looks comically small in his giant paw, but that's what he does.
I mean, to be fair, it's probably pretty small in both Faraday and Tolkien's hands, too.
Yep. But the alcohol gives a... You decide if it's a comfortable burn or if if it's not very nice, but it burns very strongly in your throat as it goes down. Yes, unfortunate. Yes, the watchers. The problem is they are too strong. We can't defeat them right away. Our weapons cannot pierce their armor. But I have received reports of an ancient, powerful weapon. A machine killer carbine that fires a beam that goes right through their metal shell and destroys them. But it does not leave a single scratch on a living thing.
I like it. Can I have it?
It would be for the resistance.
Yeah, I'll keep it for you.
My sources tell me that this weapon is at the... They call it in English. What do they call the dog habitat? The
kennel.
Kennel.
No, it's a location here. It's called... Does anyone remember?
Isn't it a ski lodge?
The ski lodge. The ski lodge, yeah. That's the word I was looking for. The ski lodge in the dog's habitat. He kind of spits out the last few words, like the dog habitat. According to my sources, the greedy scavenger of the dog clan, Gagarin 11.
The ski resort is... Yeah. Okay.
Has this weapon in his personal collection. We cannot miss this opportunity. So my mission to you is to go into the ski resort, infiltrate it, and with the help of my informer, get a hold of this machine killer carbine and bring it back here to me. How you solve this, I will leave in your capable hands. Are you ready to fight for the resistance?
Will die for the resistance.
It may cost you your lives or fall upon those close to you. But all the sacrifices that will be will pay off the day that the watchers fall, and we will march out of Paradise Valley as free animals.
We need to prepare. Make some weapons and just lay out a map on the ground and see how we can plan this.
Very well. Go ahead.
Does anybody know exactly where this dog is located and where are we, and draw like a small map that can help us, you know, plan this?
Well, you know he's up at the ski resort. You know that there is an informer who will help you on site.
Yeah, I was going to ask about this informer. So, like, who it is, their name, all that stuff. So who would be this informant of yours that we're to meet with?
We just have to go until we get to the sky lift. And then we take that up to the ski center. Yes, though, who is our informant?
There is a fox called Mir. Approach Mir, and Mir can tell you more. But be very careful. and to not expose him, because that would be very unfortunate for him, seeing as he is right in the middle of the dog habitat.
One thing can be said about the dogs, it's that they're loyal, unfortunately.
With that, Truffaut gets up and moves and opens a door on the wall behind him and goes into a smaller room. Wildpaw kind of, we can probably take this outside.
Very well.
And Ringo is still kind of walking very close to you, Tolkien. He like, you almost feel like he would all, he could almost grab your hand and walk hand in hand with you. That's how close he's walking to
yep.
you.
Yep, no.
Wildpaw opens the door and shows you outside.
Well, we're gonna leave them.
By the way, have any of you thought about taking a resistance name?
I don't know. What kind of names do you usually have?
Real animals shouldn't be using their lab names. Oh. Yeah, Wildpaw suggested that kind of that you should think about getting a resistance name, something better to call yourself than your given lab name.
When I do an action worthy of the resistance, yep. then I will take a name.
I can't speak, but if I could, I would say it's pretty conceited to pick one before having done anything. It sounds like it would be something you would earn if I could speak.
I see no great importance in a name at this time, but I'll give it some consideration. So you be accompanying us on this mission, or shall it be a solo endeavor on our parts?
No, unfortunately, I am busy with other things right now, but Ringo will accompany you. And
I would like to have a resistance name.
Oh?
Yeah, I read about this material that humans use a lot with their buildings, and it's very tough. So I think I'll call myself Concrete, because I'm tough like that.
She gives it a small laugh when you say Concrete, and then smiles. Very well, Concrete.
Like I said, conceited.
Well, from now on, you should all call me Concrete, because I'm hard. Exactly.
Right. Well, congratulations on your new name, Concrete.
Thank you. I hope you mean it.
Bear.
Okay.
Eastwood is his resistance name is just going to be Bear.
That will definitely be
because
confusing.
Think about it. They're never going to know what Bear. They're just going to know it's a bear named Bear.
Are you Bear? Yes.
Exactly, it's the perfect plan.
How about Flint?
Nope, totally going with Bear.
Okay. I think now is the time for something Alex has been looking forward to. You know what I'm talking about, Alex?
Part where you leave this conversation.
No, don't leave. You just put down the mic and just turn off the sound and go away. But the resistance phase.
Yes.
Nice.
Do you feel comfortable explaining the whole thing? And
me? Gonna pop up the thing on it.
Yeah, of course.
Was it
okay?
So let me pull up the cheat sheet that I made.
Okay. Well, then I'll be taking off my headset and lowering my volume. And someone just message me on Skype when you're ready to.
Sounds good. All right.
Okay.
Have
fun, guys.
Keep it quick.
Bye, GM. We're gonna try and plan against you.
Alright, anyone doesn't know what this is, the resistance phase?
It's at the start of every session normally, and it's
No, I'm asking the people who don't know what this is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. So I'm gonna link the sheet right here. Can you click that on Mumble? Do you want me to link it on Skype?
No, I got it.
I got it.
Alright, so I made a cheat sheet. So like in Mutant Year Zero, you have your arc and that's kind of your meta game system that you have. In Jed Lab Alpha, hidden within the GM stuff is the resistance operation. At every start of the game or a month in game, we can do or resistance have certain cells of different habitats. So you can have a, like a group. I believe we start with a group of reptile and a group of badger. I'm just going to confirm that with Clace. So we have two resistant cells led by NPC. We as players are our own separate cell, and we can do our stuff. We can do our mission, but we're going to roleplay that. But meanwhile, we can send other cells to do missions for us. Every habitat has a level of insurgency, which is how dissatisfied they are with their imprisonment. The higher we have an insurgency, the easiest is going to do to do resistance operations. And I think that's... yeah, so to get back to it, when you do a resistance operation for NPCs, you choose the cell, you choose where they go, and you have success dice and danger dice. Success dice are base dice. You just need one success in order for the cell to accomplish what it was supposed to do. If you don't have any success, they come back, but they haven't succeeded in doing what they're supposed to do. And danger dice are gear dice that you roll. And for each one that you roll, for each breakage that you roll, you lose one cell that was part of that operation. So it can get really brutal. And like this first game, we could potentially lose both of our cells depending on what happens in right now. So what we do at the beginning of each game, we're going to talk between players, decide what we do with each of our cells. And then Clace has his own number of drone squads, aerial squads, and ground squads, and he sends them on habitats, not knowing where we sent ours. And if he does something like, I think I didn't put exactly the stats, because I don't know how much we're supposed to know as PC. I don't even remember that much, but I think like if he does a massacre, it's going to reduce the population of by 2d6 of a habitat, and it's going to lower the insurgency. If he does a patrol, it might raise the danger level if there's any operation there. So,
got it. So it's like a very complicated rock, paper, scissors game, something like that.
Well,
pretty much.
I wouldn't call it rock, maybe chess. Yeah, maybe rock, paper, right. Scissors.
Guys, yeah. I think we should do demonstrations in the dog habitat. I don't think he would get figure that out.
Do we send? Okay, so let's write what we have. We have, let's get our page somewhere. All right, so we have a reptile cell and a badger cell. Maybe we should name each of them. Reptiles are a music industry, right?
Yeah.
So what name should we give the cell? The Beyoncés?
They get to be the Rolling Stones.
Oh, I like it.
I thought about the Shoelaces, but...
I don't know that group.
Musical, but never mind.
Badgers are like hockey and whatnot, right? Like, they're sports?
The Avalanche. Yeah. Might as well keep with the Rolling Stone. The Avalanche.
All right.
I like that I'm spamming my push to talk because I'm typing. And by like, I mean I hate it.
I decided to use the voice activation a long time ago.
Yeah, I should do that, but I have my microphone picks up too much and my cat talks like he's human.
What a fucking asshole.
I know. He's pretty calm today. So, let's see. So basically, if we do... Look at the page on roll 20. If we send our cell in their own neighborhood, they have zero danger dice. That means that they don't roll any black dice. If we send them to a neighboring habitat, so the badger, we could send them to the dog because it's neighboring, right? I think they share a fence.
Yeah.
So that's one danger dice. And if we send them to the apes or to the rabbits, it's going to be two danger dices. But at least. Clace is gonna have less of an idea of what's gonna happen. So I think I agree with you that we should send the badgers to the dogs. To do a what?
I wanted to do a public demonstration. Cause some disunity. Surges plus 2d6.
What will we gain?
That's gonna be three danger dice. We could lose those reptiles right there. The game.
I feel like maybe just spreading the word would be fine, so we don't have as many danger dice. We won't get as much insurgents, but we'll get a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we should send the reptile to do recruitment right away.
Yeah, I was thinking
I lost the text, but...
I would assume, like, apes or something, or I guess they could just recruit in themselves, like, in their own habitat area, like other reptiles, but I don't know.
So, Roe, the stats are insurgency is a sort of level of how pissed off every habitat is, and the Watcher's going to try to keep that down by threatening it.
Okay.
Are you sure it still recruits when you're deafened?
I don't know, but the recording was still going at least.
Oh man, it's gonna suck if it does. Doesn't matter.
Worst case, it's probably not the most interesting thing to listen to. But
oh, it was amazing! You should have heard the whole speech Roe gave.
What?
No, I'm joking. It was worthy of Pullman in Independence Day.
Oh wow! Thank you.
All right, so we decided we have Reptile and Badger, right?
Yes.
The cells? Okay. So we call their reptile cell the Rolling Stones. That's their okay. code name. And we're sending them to recruit, they're recruiting in the lizard habitat.
Okay.
So far it, what's, can we have the insurgency on the habitats? Would that be okay? Or at least the ones we're starting to do stuff in? I don't want to do this. Or is that just a blind number? Because it affects our dices.
Yeah, you should know that. Too many things going at once.
Are people able to edit this thing? Did I make it editable or just readable?
It's view only for me right now.
Ah, shit.
Me too.
Well,
all right, I changed it so if you reshare, you can...
The insurgency rating goes up with 1d6 every time, right?
Every beginning of the month, yeah.
Yeah, so each time we do this.
How many habitats? 7 or 8?
8. There are 9 tribes, but the moose one doesn't have a habitat.
Alright, so let's start with this.
See, we're the animal equivalent of the watchers, because we just kind of stare at every other species' habitats.
What do you mean?
The moose, they're usually super like unknown for being close to people, and the most that normal people see of a moose is their... fire that they had going the night before that is completely put out, or just like random things, like they're not there usually.
Can you give me the do you have the insurgency numbers? You still rolling them?
Feel free to roll them yourself if you want to.
But do you have the beginning, or do they all start at 0? Because I thought the rabbits were higher in.
I'm looking to see if there's, if they mention it anywhere.
Let me look.
I don't see anything specific.
I guess they all start at 0. I'm all right with that anyway. I don't care. It's kind of like in Mutant Year Zero, you start with 0 technology. We're just going to have to build up from there.
Yeah. If we find anything to the contrary, we can fix it later.
All right, so we have badger, cat, dog, rat.
We have badger, cat, dog, bear, rodent or rat, reptile, rabbit, an ape.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that one with the dogs makes sense. How many ones are you rolling?
How many 6 am I rolling?
You rolled 1s and 6s and 1, 2.
Yeah, I'm gonna like these dice in my Mutant Year Zero game. Killing my players. Alright, so do you wanna tell us what the operation you are, or is that too much of a giveaway, or do you wanna just figure that out, or is it easier for us to? So right now
we can do the mechanical stuff, and then I will, during the time at the next session, kind of mull this over in my head on story wise.
So that, spread.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. You're gonna explain to us what happened in the next game.
Yeah, but we can deal with the mechanical number crunch here. Okay, so you sent recruit reptile cell recruit with reptiles.
Yeah.
Okay, the other cell then. What did you call them?
I call them the Avalanches. We call them the Avalanches. The Badger cell. It's an Aki team, by the way. So we're spreading the words at the dog cell.
A lot of graffiti.
Okay.
So we have, let's see. So recruitment is 6, so we're at 4 and out. And 1 danger dice.
Okay.
So I believe we're at... recruitment is supposed to be 6 successes, so down to 4 because of the insurgency, and 1 danger dice. Are you doing anything in the lizard cell?
Yes.
Oh dear.
Shit.
Well, considering I have 9 things to work with compared to your 2, we'll just go through all of them, at least this first time. Maybe later I will not reveal everything, but... We'll go through all of the things I do.
We can go. Do you have this cheat sheet open?
Yes, I have the one you have made, yes.
Yeah, then let's go from by habitat to habitat, because you're probably going to squash all these insurgencies thing.
Okay. So we go top to bottom, the ones the way you wrote them down there.
Sounds good.
Badgers. I used roadblocks there.
Nothing is happening, so just we'll roll your consequences.
Let's see. 3.
This is what, -3 insurgency?
Yes, -3 insurgency.
All right, dogs.
Dogs, I have patrols.
Which does what?
-1d6 insurgency and -2 success and danger, but since you aren't... Yeah, you're doing something.
No, we're doing something. We're having +2 danger?
Success, -2 successes and +2 to danger.
Ah, Jesus Christ. So we're rolling 2 dice for 3 danger dice?
Yes, you do.
For spreading the word? Wait, no, I'm...
Wait, did you do that wrong?
Yeah, I think I did.
It was a 10.
So 10,
spreading
so
the word, you started
8,
10.
6. All right, yeah, so we 6. Should have 6.
Yeah.
So, okay, sure, we can roll it then. If someone wants to roll it, I don't care.
We go through all of mine, and then we can do the rolling, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, that was dogs, cats, I did patrols, so
wait, so dogs is at 0 now, right, because of the patrol?
Yeah, dogs will be at 0.
Yeah.
Since, well, it's 1 minus a d6.
All right.
Cats, I was doing patrols, so that...
Well, wait, we're spreading the words too, so it's going to be against her thing.
Yeah, but we take it step by step, and then we do all my modifications, then we can apply.
Okay, sure.
This way is better for us, so if we actually get something.
Yeah, well, at least this one time. Then
yeah, sure, let's go.
Next time, yeah. Cats, patrols, so just -1d6. -1.
Oh, so that's 1.
Yep, so you have 1 there.
All right, bears.
Bears, I didn't do anything.
Shit.
I figured bears were too far away from you guys, so you wouldn't do anything there.
Damn it!
The rats, I used roadblocks, so just -1d6.
You don't need to.
That's a -4 now.
Yeah, okay.
They actually like the observers.
Yeah, they love it.
They bring them gifts.
We welcome our aliens, your robots overlord.
Then reptiles, right?
Yeah.
Reptiles, I did recon. Reconnaissance, chance of success -2 and danger +2.
Oof. Okay, so 2, 3.
So I actually managed to guess your movements fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
And then apes, no, yeah, apes. I did patrols, so -1d6. -5, so 0, yeah.
Oh, is it minus insurgency for the reptiles?
For the reptiles, what reptiles? Recon. No minus at all.
I think it's. I should probably copy the reconnaissance action because it's. You're telling us anyway, so it's.
Yeah.
It's just mechanical. It's not like ooh, big story.
Spoiler. Yeah, I'll
do that.
I'm fairly certain all of you are. Yeah. Good enough role players to see this through both eyes.
This part is board gamey, so
yeah.
It's not even
best bet a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then apes, I did patrols. So
yeah, and then we got 0 on that.
Yep.
Because you got -4.
And I did nothing with the rabbits.
Oh, we should have recruited rabbits.
They were so far away.
Yep. I figured bears and rabbits were way on the other end. Therefore,
are you not
ignored
neighboring
them.
Reptiles?
Oh
wait, no, never, not at all.
Well, they kind of neighbor, but they're a really, really
yeah, no, they're not
far
neighbor.
Away. So I kind of guessed your guys' action very well this time.
Do reptiles neighbor bears?
It looks like it.
Nah, I should recruit bears.
There's the one fence between the reptiles and
yep.
the.
Mechanically, they are neighbors.
Thanks for going easy on us, Clays. All right, somebody's got a roller up. So 2 green, 2 0 scale, 2 base, 2 green. Well, I guess skills. So 2 skill dice, 0 base, and 3 gear dice. Somebody rolled that. Somebody was lucky.
Hey, nice job.
Wait, how does that work? Oh yeah, no, that doesn't work. So we didn't succeed, but we didn't lose our dice because it's only the success dice which we can succeed on. So they were unsuccessful, but we didn't lose anyone.
Okay.
That's probably the best we can hope for. Edward, you're an official roller now because
okay,
you don't get our guy's skill.
So what's the next one? You know I'm going to get our guy's skill.
Six success. So six skills, three gear. 603.
Yeah.
Nice job.
So 1d6, I guess. Just roll a 1d6. Good.
Okay, so that's 5 that we just got.
Wow, we didn't do shit.
Hey, all victories. The insurgency in the docks is
nobody
going
died.
Up.
Yep.
The insurgency in the docks is almost at the same point as it is at the rabbits right now. And they're the loyal ones.
Yep. Okay. I think that this is very good timing as well, session-wise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since it's 9
I need
now,
to go.
It's 10. That's our ending time.
Oh, so, yeah. No, I have work in 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys for playing. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hope you did too.
Yeah.